15 minutes of film. I am hanging out with Tara McNamara. All right, what's today's pod about?
This is about Zootopia. Zootopia, a family film. Is it right for you as a grown-up? Is it right for you to bring your kids to see? And this is actually a film we've both seen.
We've both seen, and I am totally going to disagree with Tara on so many levels on this film. Because, let's be honest, Tara is the movie critic, the cool people's movie critic.
Okay,
but
thanks.
I am a straight, normal guy that went to this movie.
Who just interviews celebrities.
I love celebrities. I love to interview them. I love to interview people. I have a passion for it. I just love it so much. Anyway, I talked to the whole cast. We'll talk about that. But I'm gonna let you start with your Zootopia angle. Go for it.
All right. So I think that there's three reasons that people want to go see Zootopia. Okay. The reason that it works. Number one, this film takes on all kinds of really complicated issues that we've never seen in animated film before, at least not in one that's a family film, maybe a South Park episode. But, you know, like racism and terrorism.
The N-word.
Xenophobia.
The N-word.
Yeah, there you go. You've got affirmative action is yeah. taken on in this film. Gender inequality. I mean, it takes on all of these massive issues that are happening in America and I imagine other parts of the world, since they make movies for the entire world now. But really, it's ones we're concerned with. I mean, it's really interesting the way that they handle it, because they do it with these warm, fuzzy, cute animals. And they're so adorable that you are like kind of sucked in and it takes you out. I mean, my jaw dropped at the point where I don't want to give it away, but like where something happens and your good guy character really makes a gaffe of a colossal nature.
Well, I love the movie because it did handle all the racial issues. It did. I mean, they addressed the N-word in this animated movie. So genius that most people would miss it. You know, and I had this discussion after the movie Zootopia. A lady was saying, I don't know if my kids will understand the message in this movie. And I was like, of course they will, because your kids are seeing that you, in this movie, you can accomplish anything you put your mind to, and they catch the bad guy at the end. Can I say that?
I mean, is that giving away the movie? Well, you know.
Can I say that? They catch every bad guy at the end of the movie. I'm not surprising anybody. So that's what kids are going to take away. That's what the kids are going to take away. The adults will see the racial overtones and the racial message that's coming through the movie. So I feel that kids should go see this. They won't even notice that other stuff. And let me tell you, if you're going to miss the whole N-word thing, to me, in this animated movie was brilliant. It's with the bunny, and it has to do with the word cute, in case you're too stupid to catch it. So make sure you look for that.
Yeah, you're really being complimentary to our audience. Are you like Donald Trump now?
You're stupid. Hey, it's working for you. You're stupid. You're idiots. If you're Mexican, get out of here.
I agree. That's the second reason I think you should go see it, is because young children may get the message, don't judge a book by its cover. But they're not going to, you can only interpret all of that stuff because it's so subtle if it's already on your brain, if it's something you're already aware of. So then the third reason I think you should go see it is because it is an animated crime thriller. You know, how often do we get that? I mean, it's not the full noir, but it is reminiscent of like Who Killed Roger Rabbit?
It's great. Like literally, I do this thing on Facebook Live, and it's the Michael Yo Facebook show, and I rate movies. I give it yos. I gave this one 5.5 yos out of 5. So it was like, yo, 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 yeah. You know, so it was cool. So yeah, I love the movie. It's amazing. The movie, you walk out as an adult going, wow, that was a freaking awesome movie. The kids in there were like, wow, that's a freaking awesome movie. You know, it was like, it was just the perfect combination where adults got the comedy. They talk about marriage. Like, it had some funny jokes about marriage. Mm-hmm. They talk about everything in this movie. I can't tell you how great I felt walking out of that movie. And I haven't had that feeling in a long time. And what I love, Shakira plays Gazelle. She doesn't have many lines. She sings the whole movie. But when they showed her the first caricature of Gazelle, it was a thin, built Gazelle. She changed it where she put some hips on it, made it look just like her. And when she's standing next to her in that Hips Don't Lie video, they look exactly the same. So that's what I love. Jason Bateman has the perfect voice.
He's so perfectly cast.
I tell Jason Bateman every time I interview him, you are my favorite actor. And he really is, because he's in every single movie. He's like the white What's the black dude in every movie? Samuel L. Jackson. He's like the white Samuel L. Jackson. He's in every single movie. You know what I mean? Like any movie made, Jason Bateman is in. He's so good in every single movie. He's
kind of like a Jack Lemmon in a way. You know?
I don't know who that is, but I'm sure that dude is huge. You know, we're talking to the younger generation right now, Tara. Jack Lemmon's fine. I'm not talking about Samuel L. Jackson and Jason Bateman, same tone. I'm just saying they're in every freaking movie.
Yeah.
You know, pretty much.
Well, there is one reason that you might not want to bring your kids. I think adults will like it. I don't think that, well, family film is my area of expertise.
It
so
is,
I got to tell you.
And there were tons of families at this movie at Jungle Book or whatever, Jungle Island, wherever I was at. Oh, I was at Walt Disney World.
You went to Disney? You actually went to Disneyland to see the movie?
They flew me to Disneyland to see this movie at Jungle Island in the Jungle Theater.
But you're just a regular guy, Michael
Yeo.
No, the reason is that it is scary. There are scary moments. And so, you know, when you look at, if you're 8 or 9 years old, right? 8 or 9 year old kids, they'll be fine. But it's really the littler kids. And because of the way the animation looks, it is going to draw in families with younger children. And Disney is being very kind of tight lipped about the plot line of Zootopia, which, by the way, we neglected to tell you. It is about a young bunny who dreams of being a police officer, even though no bunny has ever done it before. So she moves to the big city to pursue her dreams. Okay. But, so you're going to have a lot of young children.
And you find out the fox is the outcast of that area, and they don't allow foxes. All these other animals don't like the foxes. Like, hey, what are you doing at this restaurant? You're a fox.
Because they're sly and they're tricky.
Oh, we don't like you foxes. You can go eat your ice cream somewhere else. I'm not giving you the whole movie. Go ahead. I love the movie.
It was good, but this is part of the point is that there are scary scenes that I can only liken to, and parents will know what I'm talking about, the bear attack in Brave. So the bear attack in Brave like came out of nowhere and all these little kids were like, "Wah!" you know, and had nightmares.
That's
and parents
awesome.
Were like, "Oh my gosh, I had no idea that was coming." And so it's like that. And it actually happens a few times. So there's that. The other thing is there's two scenes of bullying, which are darker and more menacing than I recall seeing in an animated film of note. So, in that, I mean, I have a 5-year-old and we brought his friend who's also 5 and they were like, you know, in fetal position, like watching this during the bullying scenes. They're like, what? So
I don't remember
scary.
The bullying scenes. Am I a bully?
Oh my gosh.
Did I just relate to them too much? And I just kind of went over my
You're
head?
Like, yeah, that's what you do.
Yeah, you do
you
that.
You got a lippy bunny. You're going to definitely scratch her across the face.
Oh yeah. Wow. I remember now. That was a mean scene. I liked it.
Oh, how we learn about you, Michael.
That's what you get when you step into the wrong territory.
All right. So I think Zootopia overall,
Tara
I gotta
hates
say
me right now.
I think Zootopia overall is trying to say that, you know, in today's world, it's less about surviving the wild and it's more about surviving each other.
Yes.
And I think that everyone will relate to this film no matter how old you are. But I would just go, you know, 5 or younger, maybe just wait.
I would say if you're 1, go see it.
And everyone will love you for that.
Yeah, I'm
everyone.
Sure. Oh, they had a baby in there crying, and that's what I don't like. Like, I don't care how old your kid is, as long as they don't cry in movies. And parents, I wish I could slap you, the parents that keep their kids in the movies that cry. It's like, why don't you walk your kid? What? You can hear them. I can hear them. I know you can hear them because they're screaming right in your ear. Why can't you take them outside till your baby stops crying? Why do you have to ruin it for the whole people? That happened at Jungle Island.
Really?
Right behind me.
Here they are at Disneyland, invited to go to this advanced
You can
screening.
Be invited, but don't have a kid crying.
No,
and
I agree.
After 5 minutes, you know, you're like, and the parents are laughing about it. That's not funny. Okay, go ahead.
Well, I agree with you, and
Thank
I will
you.
Tell you an embarrassing and awkward story that'll make you feel uncomfortable.
Tara, tell me.
I have 3 kids, and so I have a technique, which is you can bring them to movies as long as you schedule it at nap time, right? And you're armed with something to put them to sleep, you know, some milk that will, or formula that will knock them out. And it works perfectly. But then there comes the movie where you realize you can't do that anymore. So I was seeing Friends with Benefits at a 2:00 Wednesday showing, not opening week. You know, everyone in there should know what's up, right?
Right.
And so I go and it's great and it's all seems to be working out. And then my son like loads his diaper, and it's so loud in this quiet theater.
He just where drops like, the deuce.
I mean, it is, and it was like never ending. It's like the sound just went on and on.
Did people think it was you?
I got some people looked, and okay. You know, I'm just like, maybe, you know, and then, you know, that's not better, by the way. People are like, why'd you bring a
baby? You throw it on your baby. It's not me. It's my baby.
So, you know, and then, so then I have to take him out and change him, waking him up from what was supposed to be his nap. And I come back in, and then I'm like, you know, trying to be quiet. And then of course he's like, blah, 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 blah. And then I'm like, shh, hey, shh. You know, look, you know, Natalie Portman and Ashton Kutcher are going to get it on soon, Tate.
Is it smelling really bad too?
No, I changed him already. But then he starts, okay. Then he burps like this loud. So then I just, you know, I left.
I have a French bulldog and my girl wants to take it on flights. Before we changed him on food, he used to fart all the time. I did not want to take his fart blame. You know, I didn't want to put him under the seat. He drops a deuce. And then everybody like, God damn, what'd you eat? Yo, I was like, no, that is not me. I said, until he stops farting, we're not taking him on a flight. So now we feed him healthy organic food and he's good. So there you go. So Zootopia, we agree. That's a movie everybody should go see.
Yep. Yep. So
did you get all your facts out?
I did.
I'm saying I don't care how old your kid is. Go see it. That's my opinion, but I'm not a critic and I don't really care about your kid. Okay. But Tara really cares. So what's the age limit for you?
I would say 5, depending on your child. So right. If your child's sensitive and you know that they're going to take that scene, you know, scary moments home with them and have nightmares about it, don't do it. It's not worth it. And by the way, when you see things at home, they aren't as scary. They're not as impactful because it's not as immersive. So just wait a year till it's on digital or DVD.
There you go. All right. Zootopia. That's our wrap up. Follow Tara at
That's Tara.
And you can follow me at Michael Yo. We will see you next time. 15 minutes of film. Later.